Most everyone has heard about the newest internet craze, online auctions, like eBay. Our information age specialist, Rich Dean, has not only heard about it, he's an active participant.
You're going to think I'm nuts when I tell you this story. A couple months back, I bid on a guitar on eBay. Not just any guitar, a Brian Setzer model hollow body Gretsch. That may not mean much to you, but it's a $3,000 guitar. In my bid, just over half that price. My friend Melissa and I do this all the time on eBay, bid really low just to dream a little bit. These online auctions bring out this kind of behavior in people, right-thinking folks driven to bid, bid, bid. So popular is this new form of online obsessive bargain hunting that eBay stock has gone up more than 2,800%. Now everyone, from Amazon to Microsoft to IBM, wants to get in on this latest internet craze. But there are some dangers. First is the issue of trust. When I buy something on eBay, I first send the seller a check or money order, then I get the goods. I've been lucky so far and haven't been burned, but others have, leading auction houses to create escrow accounts for some items. Each eBay buyer and seller also has a feedback rating given to them by other members of eBay. The higher the number, the more secure you can feel. Buyers and sellers get points off for bad behavior and can even be kicked off the site. Some internet experts think one day we'll buy most of our stuff this way. Just imagine, you'd theoretically never pay more than you wanted to for anything. Think that new PC is worth just $50? Well, then that's your bid. Oh wait, that's not how it works. The item sells to the highest bidder, that is, the most desperate person. And not every site has the deep inventory eBay has, making it tough to find the things you want. Amazon's new auction house is a tad vacant, with few people bidding on a small number of items. On all of these sites, it takes time to find your item, bid, get outbid, bid again, and hope to win when the auction ends, which can take days. No, you won't be buying your everyday needs this way. It's inefficient, slow, and doesn't always lead to a good deal. But man, is it fun. It's a game for the buyers and the sellers. Although the San Francisco Chronicle ran a story on what they call bay traders, people who actually earn a living this way. I suspect most people are more casual users, but I'm betting they have the common sense not to do what I did. Jokingly bid $1,700 on a really cool Brian Setzer guitar and accidentally win it. Oops. Look for every major online player to add auctions to their website in the coming months, whether it makes sense or not.
Rich Dean is director of e-commerce at MysteryNet.com.